It is the Saturday morning update on WMAL. I'm Rick Fowler, and with advances in technology, the way we're using our cars today is changing dramatically and will change dramatically in the future. The changes fall under the term mobility. And we now drive connected vehicles that communicate with satellite navigation systems, cellular systems, and the internet. Mobility also encompasses self-driving cars, which are also known as autonomous vehicles. Michigan, of course, is known as the home of the automotive industry. And it's an honor to be joined by the governor of Michigan, Rick Snyder, joins us this morning. Governor, thanks for being with us.
Well, it's great to be with you, Rick, and this is an exciting topic that has both huge opportunities and challenges, and it's new territory for all of us. This is something new, the whole concept of autonomous and connected vehicles, and you stated it well. The way I describe it to people is, in Michigan, we're very proud. We've been the capital of the global automotive industry for a century or more. But as a practical matter, there's a convergence going on, and it's really how the auto industry and the IT industry are coming together to create this new industry of mobility, which is about autonomous and connected vehicles. And how people use vehicles is changing dramatically. Just look at all the rideshare services going on today. Younger people in particular have a whole different perspective on transportation than my generation. And it's exciting. So I'm excited to say Michigan's at the forefront of this transformation going on. Is huge for our society. It will help both with saving lives. We'll have safer roads. We'll create opportunities, particularly for people that are seniors, people with disabilities, people with economic challenges to get transportation. And it'll allow us to use our infrastructure smarter and better. So this is a huge opportunity, and I'm excited to be here in Michigan pushing it forward.
Well, Michigan was one of the first states to legalize self-driving vehicles, and that's a giant step. What kind of hurdles did you encounter from the public in general, and were there any partisan hurdles you encountered on that?
Yeah, well, I appreciate the question. The good part is that there weren't major hurdles. This is something that I think we've got an appreciation for. We need to be planning for the future. So this was done with broad bipartisan support. It was nearly unanimous going through the Michigan legislature to support this. And it's to really say, how do we get these vehicles on the road in a safe fashion? So manufacturers and people in this industry can go out and put these vehicles out on the public roads in a safe fashion while we can get information. Because one of the keys to do this right for the long term is it's really going to be a combination of testing on closed-circuit courses. It's going to be a combination of public roads and then computer simulations. And we've had some great demos. Ford was doing a wonderful pilot with Domino's Pizza and using autonomous vehicles to deliver pizza to people instead of the traditional driver. And I ran into a couple of people that actually got their pizzas that way, and they thought that was pretty neat.
You know, we hear people talking about planning for your future. You have to plan for your state's future. Tell us about the Michigan Council on Future Mobility that you've created to address these huge changes that are coming.
Well, the Council on Future Mobility is to recognize it's not just about technology. Quite often people think about, what's the computer power or the artificial intelligence involved, but this whole transition will raise a whole set of societal issues. How do you do insurance? How do you do law enforcement? How do you do many other topics? And some of these, we also need to recognize there are some challenges to society that will come about with autonomous and connected vehicles. For example, longer term, what's the role for delivery drivers and truck drivers if they're autonomous vehicles? So one of the things I'm telling people today is let's not wait for a crisis point sometime a decade or two out, but we should be having thoughtful discussions about how do we make sure people that have good careers now that may be in decline are getting the further on training or career opportunities in the emerging fields to make sure that they can have a great livelihood and have great careers. So we need to be responsible about this, not only in enjoying the benefits, but addressing the challenges.
So we might hear a two-minute news story on what happens to that delivery driver, or we may see a couple of paragraphs in print in the paper or online in an article. But how do you communicate how the effects are going to really affect our daily lifestyles? And with Michigan taking a leadership role in mobility, how do you communicate and inform companies and the public about the opportunities to participate in this?
Yeah, a lot of it is public communications. And so we created an initiative, we call it Planet M, either for mobility or Michigan. And it's really an umbrella to say, how do we go out and do public events? if you looked at it, I spent 3 days at CES. I spent 3 days at the North American International Auto Show in Detroit, and then I was proud to come to the DC Auto Show. Because we need to have dialogue with the public in general and the industry to say, here are the opportunities, here are the challenges. As I mentioned, the opportunities are huge. Over 90% of accidents are caused by human error. If we can use this technology to drop that percentage significantly, it saves lives. So there are huge benefits. I mentioned the challenges with transformation of jobs that could be in decline, but it'll also be creating new jobs that don't even exist today. Fields like mobility technician, the person that in the car dealership, they'll be fixing radar instead of just your engine. So, again, there's pluses and minuses, but this is where we need the public dialogue, and that's why I appreciate being on your show.
Well, there are business opportunities, as you mentioned. Give us some of the stats to give us an idea of the magnitude of not only the automotive industry there, but how the mobility component is incorporated in the automotive industry.
Yeah, it's becoming a huge piece of it in terms of mobility as part of the overall auto industry, and we're proud of our role in Michigan. We build more cars than any other state, and 76% of all the research and development for the U.S. auto industry happens here in Michigan. But we're seeing a larger and larger percentage get into this new field. And two or three things we've done in particular is we've created some of the best test facilities in the world. We created the M-City at the University of Michigan several years ago. It was 30-some acres. This spring, we're going to be opening the American Center for Mobility, over 500 acres of closed-loop test track and computer simulation ability to show how this is going to transform things in a safe fashion. And then we do partnerships with the U.S. Army, different groups like that. We're changing our public road system. We're putting communications devices. We'll have over 350 miles of smart highway by the end of this year and 500 miles by the end of next year, where these connected vehicles will be able to talk to not only themselves, but to the infrastructure. Again, this is great, exciting stuff.
It's interesting you take the rich history of the automotive industry in Michigan and the tradition, and you transition and stay on the cutting edge as you move into the future.
Yeah, well, that's the great part. We were proud to be part of the creation of this industry. To be open with you, at the end of the century, we sort of got distracted. We didn't pay attention to how the world was changing, and we went through some really rough years from 2000 to 2010, and we've made a huge comeback. We're the comeback state, and a large part of it is we're looking to things like mobility. We're the number one state for the creation of manufacturing jobs in the country. So there are many good things we're looking at, and again, it's how do you lead into the future, not how do you just keep up with the past.
And you were talking about Planet M, and I know you've come up with a great website. It's planetm.com, and it really explains the terms mobility and, you know, autonomous vehicles, a lot of the technologies, a lot of information there, not only for a consumer, but for somebody that is looking for a business opportunity and looking to get involved in these new technologies in Michigan. It is all there at planetm.com. Great website.
Yeah, well, I appreciate people going there. Thank you for mentioning that in particular, because again, when you have these transformations, these huge changes in not just our road system but our society, there are a lot of concerns that people have, and it can be scary to people. So that's why we created the website, is to put it in easy-to-understand terms and to understand it's not going to happen overnight, but over the next decade or two, you're going to see huge transformations that, again, hopefully will make us safer, give opportunity to us, and actually allow us to use our infrastructure in a better fashion, because we need to improve on that topic.
Governor Rick Snyder, thank you so much for joining us this morning. Appreciate it.
It's great to be with you, Rick.